Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, is this week hosting 5 soils health workshops, opening today in Bath County in Owingsville. John Graham is an NRCS soils health specialist for Kentucky and says these workshops are just a little different way of looking at things.
We're basically trying to transition landowners from using non-self-sustainable cropping systems to using a more self-sustainable cropping system. And we're getting very heavily dependent upon foreign inputs for, commercial nitrogen fertilizer and also for potassium use. We're using about 55 to 60% foreign source for our commercial nitrogen fertilizer, and we're also using about 80% foreign sources for potassium. And so we would like to get these landowners back to a more self-sustainable system.
Graham says taking a look at this alternative system is worth consideration. It does require some change, a somewhat different approach, but some of the resulting numbers will get your attention.
When we do that, we're also increasing the soil's microbial food web, which means that we can cut commercial nitrogen fertilizer use by, anywhere from 30 to 90% and also chemical use by 30 to probably 70%.
More on the 5 workshop times and locations and those reduced input numbers in a minute. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Yay!
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back with John Graham, soils health specialist with NRCS in Kentucky, and this week's soils health workshops. That first one is today in Bath County, then Tuesday through Friday in Somerset, Elizabethtown, Madisonville, and Benton, respectively. John Graham says soil sustainability systems are worth the time for farmers and landowners to consider, but cutting nitrogen by 30 to 90%, chemical use by 30 to 70%?
Usually when you hear something like this, it's too good to be true, but we have 2 landowners that we are bringing into these workshops that do a really good job of going over their operations and also answering landowners' questions. So once they hear those individual landowners talk, they get a lot more interested.
Those workshops run daily this week, 8:30 to 4. Local extension offices will have complete details. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.